Hello again, and welcome to the July of 2019 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your podcast host, Marv Pikla, and this month we'll continue down that road of discussion of emerging leadership skill building topics. Remember last month, I began the discussion with that first three of the topics, and yes, they are a part of my top 10 that we'll cover over the next couple months, but you know, they are all a part of building leadership with new people coming in to leadership responsibilities and or being promoted up into them. And remember, the first one was strategic prioritization. Remember? And number two was partnerships unlimited. And number three, kind of my favorite, innovation as a policy. Now, I can't go over that whole list again and kick them around, but if you go back and listen to that June one, the Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast, it'll just build on our discussion as we continue today. So let's quickly move on. The fourth emerging leadership topic I have labeled nexting. What do I mean by nexting? Nexting is a leadership action strategy to keep everybody always looking to the future. I believe so many organizations fail to give their employees and subcontractors, board members, and customers something to look forward to. Nexting would be a regular activity, a regular leadership activity to maximize that forward thinking inside and outside the agency. How might this be done? Well, first, you could establish, like a communication design to regularly, weekly maybe, inform all staff and partners of what next. And with all of the instant messaging options these days, it should be a no-brainer. And maybe your next, what next communications, your nexting communications could be obtained from all levels of your organization, and they could all share in putting out a nexting option kind of as a morale-building practice. Often, a positive, progressive nexting reason to show up for work is just good planning. And for those that want to expand a little bit, even toss it out as an option to your board members and let them participate in it. The fifth emerging leadership strategy is called appreciation matters. Oftentimes, groups report appreciation in a positive but maybe self-serving way. This may be effective for gaining new customers or publicizing quality successes on a time-specific schedule. But what if the strategy was kind of reversed? If the approach was reversed and organizations would highlight appreciation to customers and partners and board members, staff, as a high-value priority and a welcome function every day, who knows what could happen in terms of morale? And if you formalized, maybe you drafted an appreciation matters policy of your own and make it personal, okay? And with that policy, you would try and build in recognition for everybody because you want to, not because you have to. Do you understand? Because you want to show that appreciation, not because you have to. And maybe you establish a, hey, we did it team, and obtain their input on what appropriate appreciation might be for today and for tomorrow. The appreciation practice could range from cool achievements included on the regular email exchanges, or maybe small flyers that hype unique, maybe small progress items that typically are not realized. The sixth one for this one, and we're fast running out of time, this skill-building leadership strategy that we have to make time for is called communication understandability. Communication understandability. First, just think completely about the key importance of the two words that make up this strategy: communication, understandability. It is critical that all leaders continue to look at their practices and priorities and communication standards. And I think they'd find and stress that simplicity matters. You have to diversify your communication efforts and allow yourself to go where the target audience is. Go and speak to them. And these are just critical. You have to be you. You have to be authentic. You have to be simple, be timely, and be consistent in your communication understandability. And if you do that, you will be an example setter for those other organizations and people and businesses inside and outside your organization. Big words, confusing words, often cause a different form of loss of hearing, loss of listening, and loss of comprehension. Remember, simplicity matters. Unfortunately, we are way out of time for this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments session. I hope you listen closely to these special top 10 emerging leadership skill building strategies, and we'll cover the last four in August. And thanks so much for listening.